From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Fire Chief Steve Monty said a large brush fire burned for more than 4 hours on May 10th in Stuyvesant. He said, and I quote, "It was a tough fire to fight," end quote. Some brush burned, but the fire mostly consumed piles of cut down trees, wood, and other items. Monty said some of the material that was burned was buried underground. At about 3:30 p.m., Columbia County 911 dispatched the Stuyvesant Fire Company to a location on Ishibush Road after receiving reports of a fire consuming roughly 100 feet of land. When firefighters arrived on the scene, the fire had grown and 7 more fire companies with brush fighting equipment were summoned to the scene. The blaze was located about half a mile off Ichibush Road in the middle of a large field. Fire trucks were able to use one of the dirt roads on the farm to get to the fire, but driving the trucks around the fire scene was more difficult. Firefighters used a pond on the property as a water source. Monty said an excavator, a payloader, and a bulldozer were used to pull apart the piles of trees so firefighters could get more water on them. Smoke from the fire was visible from several miles away. The fire was brought under control after about 4 hours. Monty said more than 1 acre was blackened. There were no reported injuries. Monty said the fire began because the property owner was illegally burning materials and was subsequently ticketed by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The annual statewide burn ban went into effect on March 16th and is set to expire on May 14th. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York Attorney General Letitia James is warning consumers to be on the alert for price gouging of baby formula during the ongoing supply shortage. The lack of formula has dragged on for several weeks after supply chain problems and a recall from a major supplier early in the year. The scarcity has led to some parents driving to multiple stores to find formula. James also warned retailers about boosting the cost of baby formula beyond a reasonable price during the shortage. James said, and I quote, "The national baby formula shortage is terrifying for parents concerned about how to feed their children. The last thing any family needs is to be price gouged on critical nutrition for their little ones, which is why I'm putting profiteers seeking to take advantage of this crisis on notice," end quote. James's staff is urging consumers to report any potential price gouging by filing a complaint at the Attorney General's website. Meanwhile, James urged parents who have extra formula to consider donations to food pantries to help needy families. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The town of Woodstock's 9-month moratorium on the creation or approval of new lodging projects has lapsed. An ad hoc committee continues to work on recommendations for zoning updates involving affordable housing and short-term rentals. Officials on May 10th were told draft zoning changes would be submitted by the Town Housing Oversight Task Force during a special May 31st town board meeting, roughly a month after the moratorium expired. Committee member Deborah DeWan said, and I quote, "We thought we would be done sooner, but we want to make sure that what we're providing is something of value to everyone," end quote. The task force was established in February and expects to complete a revision of the town's 300-page zoning code along with a summary of the proposed changes. Supervisor Bill McKenna said, and I quote, "Part of the goal here is to protect our environment but make development easier. We're trying to incentivize development so that we can get more affordable housing," end quote. McKenna noted that state programs exist that can be used to help the town develop reserve funds that can be put toward conservation easements. Under the moratorium, task force members are directed to, and I quote, "consider regional needs and development trends, the existing and proposed location and intensity of land development, the historic, cultural, and natural resources of the town, population, demographic and socioeconomic trends, and infrastructure, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and have a nice weekend.